This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index continues to rise. In Thursday's report, it edged up 0.4% in October. The slight increase is good news for the stock markets. The bad news, grocery store prices year to year are more expensive by 12.5%. Fuel oil to heat your home is up 69%. Natural gas is up 20%, and electricity is 14% more expensive year to year. Orlando International Airport and theme parks in Florida were halting operations Wednesday because of inclement weather, and all about 2,000 flights were canceled as former Hurricane 1 Nicole hit the eastern coast of Florida about 3 a.m. near Vero Beach and is weakening. Governor Ron DeSantis.
And we'll move through the state, exit into the Gulf of Mexico, and then make landfall again somewhere in the Big Bend region in North Florida. The combined winds and storm surge will contribute to continued beach erosion in areas that have already seen erosion from Hurricane Ian.
Republicans were getting closer to securing a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives early on Thursday, while control of the Senate hung in the balance 2 days after the midterm elections. Republicans had captured at least 210 seats. 218 are needed for a majority. The Senate makeup is being delayed by slow progress in Arizona and Nevada. Georgia will have a runoff in their senatorial race in early December. Elon Musk said in a tweet on Wednesday that he killed the new official label for Twitter accounts on the same day that it began to roll out. Elon also said, "Please note that Twitter will do lots of dumb things in the coming months. We will keep what works and change what doesn't." End quote. There's been confusion about the difference between the label and Twitter's current blue checkmark that signifies verified accounts. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock will have a runoff election in Georgia's senatorial seat that will probably decide, again, who's going to be in the majority for the next 2 years. Herschel on Fox News.
Right now, we're in a tiebreaker. And that's why I said I'm not giving this seat up, because right now the Georgia people are hurting because of this inflation. The Georgia people are hurting because of crime on the street. Kids right now got men and women's sports. All the different things that happened in less than 2 years since he's been in office. And I'm not going to let them continue to destroy Georgia or destroy this country.
One Democrat lawmaker tells us how he handles defeat. Tony Maruso from our Gulf Coast Bureau explains.
New York Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, the chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, Wednesday morning was telling reporters there are many House races that are still much too close to call. Congressman Maloney lost his seat to his Republican opponent and has conceded the race. Wednesday morning, he told reporters it's important to carry oneself with dignity, regardless of the circumstances.
In this life, how you handle defeat is as important as how you handle success, and we had an equal measure of both last night.
From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thursday Night Football tonight on Prime Video will have the Atlanta Falcons traveling to Charlotte and play the Carolina Panthers. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Happy Thursday to you. Bill Martinez here. We've got Megan Barth with us right now, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, how we doing?
Hanging in there, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Now, help me understand. With all the mathematicians and geniuses there in Nevada that run the casinos, that know how to count, what is it going on there with the counting ballots? I think it'd be a lot easier to count ballots than dinero, but the people that are counting ballots there in Nevada are having a tough time. What's going on?
Yeah, let me put it in perspective for you. Clark County has approximately 2 million people. It's the largest county in the state. They have, by statutory law, a week count ballot. So why would they be pressed to actually hurry up and do their job?
Mm-hmm.
Washoe County, on the other side, has approximately a little under 1 million people, maybe 900,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
They have yet to post an update to the website, registrar's website, since Tuesday night at 1:15 in the morning. And they only have, I believe, 61,000 ballots outstanding that need to be counted. Clark County has 84,000 ballots that mm-hmm. remain outstanding, approximately, that need to be counted. To give a larger perspective, Florida, which has twice the amount of population as Nevada, finished their counting within 2 hours.
Right.
So when the Democratic legislature passed and changed all of our voting laws during COVID, there wasn't the opportunity for the press to go into the legislature to ask questions. There wasn't an opportunity for the public to voice their dissent because the legislature was closed. They changed the entire voting laws and the voting systems to mail-in ballots, unlimited ballot harvesting, ballot boxes. They eliminated precincts. We now have voting centers. And so because the Democrats changed the laws and because the registrars aren't tasked with actually performing their most important job, which is counting ballots and managing the election, why would they hurry up and give us election results when the time that they are allowed now by statutory law allows the Democrats to do unlimited ballot harvesting and manufacture ballots?
I was going to say, doesn't that leave the whole process vulnerable by lengthening the days, right?
Of course.
They force us to be election deniers and conspirators because it's only because they've trained us because of what they've done previously, right? But it's our fault because they lead us to believe, and think the way that they've trained us to believe because of their actions.
Right. I said that only 2 million people live, or 2 million people live in Clark County. However, right now, what the registrar is claiming is that we only had a 43% voter turnout.
Okay.
So now do the math.
Okay. Yes.
Now we're under 1 million ballots.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taking them, they have until Saturday to certify the election. The Secretary of State has until November 18th to certify the election. There is no such thing, and people need to get this out of their head, as election day anymore, unless, of course, you live in Florida or certain states that have voter ID and tight voter laws that are tight, what I mean by that are filled with integrity.
That's right.
Right. You know, November 18th, there is no such thing as election day in Nevada. We have election month.
So,
and, you know, I feel quite sorry, not only for the people, the Nevadans here that are waiting to see if we're going to be completely destroyed by Democrats for another, mm-hmm. you know, 2 to 4 years, right. As well as the country. But I feel sorry for the campaign workers. I have a lot of people, for example, my best friend is the communications director for Laxalt. Mm-hmm. She has been on the campaign trail now for well over a year, and, you know, they still have to fight every single night. They're exhausted. They are literally exhausted.
Well, I got to imagine, Megan, what are they doing in terms of observation? I mean, they've got to maintain scrutiny on this, right? I mean, because this really extends the days of where you got to keep your eyes on any shenanigans that they may try to pull there.
Right. You know, we do have ballot, poll watchers, but we do have observers, you know, within the Clark County Registrar's Office. I can't speak for Washoe County because I'm not up there. However, I was in the registrar's office yesterday for a press conference. I will be in the registrar's office again today for a press conference. And I did run into an observer who I knew, but they were not letting in lawyers. They were only letting in certified observers. I'm waiting for a little bit more information on that today. And I'll find out at the press conference. But, yeah, this whole entire process has been hijacked, specifically by the Democrats, in the name of, you know, making voting easier. Well, no, it hasn't made voting easier. It's actually made cheating easier.
Exactly. Well, and you would think because, like you said, for an example, you use Florida as an example. Within hours, you know, we know the results. And here you've got Nevada held out there, and it's, you know, and of course we're talking another one of those key Senate races that, you know, our country is sitting on the edge of their seat waiting, you know, waiting for a confirmation that, you know, a Republican has been elected to the Senate from Nevada. And, you know, and meanwhile, everything's stalled and all the uneasiness of 2020 and the things that 60% of America still holds in their heart, regardless of the cancel culture, wants to say, well, you're an election denier if you don't accept the 2020 numbers. Well, we have no choice. It's not a matter of acceptance. I mean, we've been forced to accept what you've told us about the 2020 elections, but over 60% of the country has their doubts, and I'm just begging for, you know, make it go away, and you can make it go away by proving to us that, in fact, what happened in 2020 is reasonable and logical, and this is what happened. Give us the empirical evidence. Let us see the evidence that proves that Joe Biden, in fact, got 80 million votes. Legitimately.
Well, right. Well, yeah. And I tweeted about this on election night when, you know, Florida posted their results. I mean, we could even look at Brazil. Now, granted, Brazil, sham election, whereby, you know, the people are in the streets calling for a military coup in order to challenge the election. But Brazil counted their ballots in, you know, one night and half historically. France, same thing. UK, same thing. But the difference is that actually the countries and the states that are able to process and count the ballots in one night have laws on the books that tighten their election system, if you will, the process.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you have what we have, a Wild West type of situation in Nevada, that is all by design. That is created by the Democrats for the Democrats. And, of course, if you challenge that, as you said, you're called an election denier. But we're proven once again, because of this chaos, that there's the system is broken, and that's what creates doubt.
Right, exactly. Well, it's going to be up to the people of Nevada, no doubt, to do something about this long term. Short term, we've got to just suffer through it, it seems. More from Megan Barth after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process. Professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Blame you for being a little nervous with what's going on in Nevada, but also Georgia. The Democrats have made it clear that, it is about power and control. It's amazing how they talk about the other party, but clearly it is that, and that's what Lindsey Graham shouted to them during the Kavanaugh hearings, as you will recall, after they attacked a judge in the manner in which they did, because they don't know about staying high. I'm sorry, Michelle. They only know how to go low. And that's what they do. And it was represented clearly during these midterm elections. And then after the results of these elections, Megan Barth, you've got the president saying, there's no reason for me to change. I mean, he in his own perception, he almost saw this as he wants to see this as an affirmation of his policies. So, you know, this goes back to what we were talking about earlier when you talk about the apathy that people, I mean, people are in pain across this country in large numbers, and I can understand because of what's happened that they might feel disenfranchised, but what's the answer? You're just going to sit there and take it and let them continue to steal money out of your 401k, tax you to high heaven, and, misrepresent the future generations with additional taxation now that we're at $31 trillion. I mean, they're making promises on the backs of your grandchildren that aren't even born yet. And so you're just going to sit there and say, okay, I'm going to take my ball and go away and not offer any response. So for those that didn't vote, and as you shared with us that in Nevada, you're talking numbers of about 40%. I mean, that's not the proper response when you have a government, as you say, a government and one party that is in power that is purposely doing everything they can to decimate the economy and everything you know as the American dream. What do you think?
But I think it, well, first of all, I think that's a way of thinking. However, I don't know if it's necessarily the modern way of thinking. And what I mean by that is that when you look at the Gen Z numbers that came out to vote in mass, the Gen Z who believe in multiple genders, who have been indoctrinated in a failing public school system, who are progressive, right, by training and by indoctrination, there's not a majority of them. But there's a significant number of them to make a difference in elections. And so what the Democrats are doing wisely is not looking today. They are looking at the future of their voters and realize that the whole Gen Z generation is a completely progressive experiment. And they have the vote they believe they will need into perpetuity based on this generation. Who cares about the boomer generation? Who cares about my Generation X or Generation Y? It's all about Generation Z. And so when you look at our numbers here, for example, none of the Democrat incumbents that may win will have gotten over 50% of the vote. The only candidate on the ballot in Nevada that has garnered over 50% of the vote, at least since yesterday, is Joe Lombardo, who's the sheriff of Clark County, who may or may not win the governorship of Nevada. And let's look back, and Bill Clinton only received 42% of the vote and was president. The whole system, quite frankly, is based on a minority.
Exactly.
That has been making major decisions that affect the majority.
Yeah, and this is what we've been seeing happen, not only in voting, but everything else. I mean, you're going to tell me the majority of the people want a drag queen story hour? And so this is a rule by minority. This was never the intent of the Founding Fathers. The Founding Fathers didn't want rule by majority. They didn't want majority rule. But they didn't want minority rule either. But thank you very much. Between the media and the powers to be, they have carved out a piece of the pie that is working for them. And as you say, this Gen Z, which came out, I haven't seen the numbers yet, but I'm told that they were pretty healthy numbers, and they must have been, because President Biden gave them a shout out, for leading the way and affirming these policies that are killing our country.
Correct. Because they have not, first of all, the Gen Z generation, like I said, has been indoctrinated, but they also have not experienced truly what it means to pay taxes, right? Or they have convinced that the more taxes you pay, somehow that helps somebody else down the line, which is a complete fallacy of Keynesian economics.
Right.
But nonetheless, this is what they believe. This is what they've been taught. This is how they've been trained. And so Gen Z generation is coming out to vote, and whether it's abortion on demand, which was on the ticket for them, look what happened in Montana. I don't know if you saw that. I have to look into it a little bit more. But a ballot question failed that would have provided life-saving treatment, if needed, for a baby born alive. So if a baby survived an abortion in Montana and it was born alive, they will not receive, by law, life-saving health care. That's in Montana.
That's incredible. Yes, Montana. Wow.
So this is the trajectory of our country, unfortunately, where you have a whole generation of people who believe that a baby does not deserve life-saving treatment, that genders have 56 different identities instead of two, and that, you know, you can basically do whatever you want, whenever you want, when it comes to crime, obviously, without any sort of legal ramification.
Or consequence, yeah, exactly. Well, and this is why we're getting more of it. I mean, you know, we're rewarding all the wrong things. I mean, this issue of abortion, which, you know, it seemed to kind of come and go, but yet the exit polls are telling us that the abortion issue, that the Democrats were able to successfully drive this into particularly that demographic, the Gen Z demo, as you pointed out. And, you know, you talk about the big lie that Democrats have been perpetuating regarding abortion. I mean, you can still have an abortion. The reversal of Roe v. Wade was where it went to. I mean, it went to where it always belonged, to the individual states to affect laws. This wasn't, this is not the federal government, you know, coming in, because the reason they want the federal government involved, because they want us that don't believe in abortions to pay for it, don't they? Isn't that the bottom line after it's all said and done?
Right. Yeah, it is about, well, I mean, we already kind of fund abortion when it comes to Medicaid.
Right.
You know, because of the continual incremental destruction of the law under the guise of progress by the progressives, we have turned into a relatively lawless society. The Hyde Amendment was supposed to protect our federal tax dollars, and Hyde was a Democrat. But there are no pro-life Democrats anymore. They're not welcome into the party. So the Hyde Amendment was supposed to protect us, but the Democrats created loopholes around that law. And there are continual loopholes around laws, whether it's rioting, which is called peaceful protest, whether it's arson, which is called, you know, a consequence of a peaceful protest, or they're bailing out arsonists, or they're eliminating cash bail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of these things lead to a lawless, moralist society.
Yeah.
And that's what the Democrats have successfully done.
Well, when you have a mayor of Baltimore saying, look, leave them alone, it's their right to burn their city down somehow, that, I don't know how she came up with that logic. Because meanwhile, her city is destroyed and they're still trying to recover, you know, from that acquiescence and that kind of attitude. And just insane, insane idea, Megan. We got about 15 seconds left. How can people follow you, Megan?
They can go to the website, thenevadaglobe.com, Twitter or Facebook, Nevada Globe.
Thank you, Megan Barth. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans were getting closer to securing a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives early on Thursday, while control of the Senate hung in the balance 2 days after the midterm elections. Republicans had captured at least 210 House seats. 218 are needed for a majority. Orlando International Airport and theme parks in Florida were halting operations Wednesday because of inclement weather. In all, about 2,000 flights were canceled as former Hurricane 1 Nicole hit the eastern coast of Florida about 3 a.m. near Vero Beach and is weakening. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
It will move through the state, exit into the Gulf of Mexico, and then make landfall again somewhere in the Big Bend region in North Florida. The combined winds and storm surge will contribute to continued beach erosion in areas that have already seen erosion.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Nice hint, it's our birthday, our 247th birthday. You can say happy birthday to me, Semper Fi. The Marine Corps birthday being celebrated across the country. The Commandant of the Marine Corps released his annual birthday message, which emphasizes the confidence and toughness of Marines in battle. I like what Marine Corps General Jim Mad Dog Mattis, when he was asked on CBS's Face the Nation back in 2017, asked him, you know, what keeps you up at night? And Mattis says, nothing. I keep other people awake at night. Pretty much sets the tone and attitude of Marines serving our country today with, you know, backed by such a rich tradition and history that all started out of a tavern in Philadelphia. The whole idea of the Marine Corps, amazing. And quite fitting, I would say. We're going to be joining up my good friend Jeff Cuer right now on his radio show as we simulcast from time to time, as you're used to hearing us together. And, of course, we've got lots of things to talk about, including, you know, maybe Donald Trump's comeback. So stay tuned. Hey, Jeff Cuer, you with us now, buddy?
Good morning, my friend.
Hey, pal. Good to be connecting with you, as always. Not the red wave that we expected, but look at in certain areas, there were clear highlights. In my home state of Florida, boy, quite an example, I believe, in demonstration to the rest of the country of what leadership looks like, what liberty looks like. And we can certainly, you know, credit the governor, you know, Governor DeSantis, for his leadership, you know, through COVID. He turned things around here in this state, having the first time winning the governorship with less than 1%, right? And here he runs away with it this time around.
and against a former governor, someone who is certainly a well-known figure, Charlie Crist. I'll also give kudos to New York Republicans, and
yes.
There were some big victories there in the Empire State, and Lee Zeldin ran a great race for governor and I think pulled across a lot of good Republicans in New York. So we had some highlights. I looked at the overall numbers, Bill. 6 million more people voted for Republican candidates on Tuesday than Democrat candidates. So even though it didn't turn into the massive tsunami of seats, we did have a lot more votes, and that is a good, encouraging thing. And I do think we're going to have the majority in both houses. I think we'll have the Senate and the House when it's all said and done. What I think we've got to get rid of are these voting procedures in places like Nevada and Arizona. It's an outrage that we don't have the results of those races yet.
Well, here we are, for example, in Florida. I mean, a couple of hours after the polls were closed, we had results coming out of Florida. By the end of the evening, it was done. Nevada is still going. They're saying that they could be counting yet for another week. You know, this is absurd. I mean, you know, because they're holding the rest of the country hijacked to their, you know, laissez-faire attitude about counting votes. And of course, it adds to the suspicion and is not, it doesn't do a whole lot to reinforce credibility of who's counting the votes in the process.
I agree. And then Alaska is another mess with their ranked voting, an abomination there. So, yeah, Florida did it right. Other states did it right. Texas did it right. Big states had their election results done by the end of Tuesday night, we knew. And it's just an absolute crying shame that we've got this kind of a situation. Carrie Lake says that if she's elected governor, first thing is going to be to secure the border, call an invasion that is going on there. Second thing is she's going to call the legislature back into session to do something about this voting system there in Arizona, and I say kudos to her. She's going to be the next governor.
Well, you know, I would hope that's the case because the vision leadership that she's casting is very appropriate for this time, and it will help get this country on track. When you've got 75-80% of the country saying we're on the wrong track, Jeff, it's like, okay, well then why, if you really believe that, then why do you vote the same knuckleheads into office that have us on the wrong track? That's a non sequitur. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like John Fetterman. I mean, John Fetterman's maybe the most radical of all the candidates who were on the ballot on Tuesday, and he quote-unquote won. So, I mean, he got an incredible number of votes there from people that know better and shouldn't be voting for him, yet he won. And I'm sorry, he's a man that shouldn't be in the Senate. He doesn't have the capabilities to be a senator. He's in recovery from a stroke, and his policies are radical. So I'm very disappointed in his election.
Well, I'm disappointed in the Democratic Party as a party to allow that to happen, to, you know, have this be a representation. Come on, you've got to have some gravitas. You've got to have some courage here to be able to say, look, I'm sorry that he had a heart attack. I'm, you know, regardless of his policies, is how do you expect somebody to go in? He's one of 100 senators, and he's representing not only Pennsylvania, but in essence, he's representing our country. And and you say that that's okay. I mean, this strategy of bunkering your candidates and not having them available to answer questions purposefully is, you know, sleight of hand. I mean, this is not democracy. I mean, and that's the other thing. The Democrats somehow they became the bastions of democracy by claiming democracy at risk when they were the ones that have been putting it at risk, Jeff. I mean, this is comical.
Well,
but you know. But they've convinced 50% of the country that it's the other people that are compromising democracy. And somehow they've tried to own the word and declare, but they won't even tell you what they mean by democracy.
You know, these so-called defenders of democracy are the ones that are hiding in the basement, the ones that aren't even campaigning, the ones that won't do debates like Katie Hobbs in Arizona or Fetterman, who won debate after millions have already voted. So, yeah, that's not what I call a vigorous defenders of democracy if you're not going to engage your opponent and not going to campaign and tell the people what you believe in. And when you do campaign, you lie and you talk about all these things that supposedly the Republicans stand for, which they don't. So, yeah, that was very typical of what the Democrats have become, Bill.
Yeah, sadly. Well, the good news is out of Georgia is that Stacey Abrams finally conceded, you know, this time losing by, what, 3-4 times more than she lost previously. So I guess that was enough to convince her that she lost.
Bye-bye, Stacey Abrams, and bye-bye, Beto O'Rourke. Those were some of the highlights from election night. And, you know, Democrats wasted, I think, about $120 million on those two races. They poured in the money.
Just those two races.
Why they did better than expected, Bill. They had a money advantage on the, in this midterm election over the Republicans.
Well, you know, and the thing is, Jeff, you know, for me, my background has been in marketing most of my life. And there's the proposition here that in the absence of message, you must have money. And the sad thing about it, and maybe the Republicans took the message for granted, and that's why it wasn't as powerful as it should have been, because clearly they had the message. The Democrats needed the money. I mean, spending in some cases 10 to 1 over their opponents. I mean, that's how desperate they were, you know, to cover up their mistakes. And, you know, the American people need to be smarter voters. We need a higher IQ voter, and we need to encourage all voters to ask the tough questions, you know, to be prepared that you don't just go into a polling station with a preconceived notion that, you know, D is yes, R is no. I mean, you got to know why you're voting and what they stand for. I mean, that's my bit of encouragement to everybody.
And I would just say the Republicans need to do a better job of promoting what they are for as opposed to just what they are against with the radical Democrat agenda. They need
exactly.
to be more proactive about their positions, about what they stand for, encourage people to vote for them, not just against the Democrats. And that's where I think some of the leadership of the GOP and Congress really fail.
Exactly. What's the vision, Jeff? That's what we need to know. What is the vision? What's the solution? We know the problem. We're all feeling it. But what are the solutions? And I think that's where the Republicans failed the American people and why a red wave
Do you
didn't
need
happen.
To get your hands
Jeff
on some
Guerra,
extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 66-06. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Evie Bear Carroll is with us because it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She is the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, how are you?
Doing well.
Hey, I'm excited to talk to you because I am worn out. After the elections, everything, you know, we've been on overdrive talking about our culture and our country and elections and all. And this is what we love about entertainment, is it does give us a respite in the midst of all the craziness, right?
Exactly. That's what it was intended for. And so nowadays, when they try to throw the political stuff in, it's like, why? We just want to be entertained. We don't want all this other stuff, because that's yes. the basis of entertainment, to take you out of your world and out of your problems and out of your, you know, concerns and worries, is to give you some enjoyment for an hour and a half.
Yeah, why not? I mean, this is what we love about it, and this has been a problem with some venues. You know, like I said, I think I shared with you that for like 20 years, I mean, an annual event for us was going to New York because I loved the theater. You know, I'd go there, and, you know, if I was there for a week, I'd see 10 plays. I loved it. I'd live in the theater. But then all of a sudden, the last, you know, several years, it got so hot and political. It's like, wait a minute. I didn't pay $200 a seat to, you know, hear you espouse your ill-informed bumper sticker depth of political wisdom, you know, from the stage. You know, I didn't buy that. And and they kept on doing that. So I just said, you know what, I'm going to take a break. So I haven't been to New York, sadly, in 3 years. And I say sadly because I love New York. But I don't want to be indoctrinated, especially by somebody who doesn't know a whole lot about what they're talking about. I mean, they're artists, they're talented. I love that. That's your lane. Politics is not. You know, to your point,
yep.
right? There should be a clear division that when we, you know, go for entertainment, is that's what we want. We want entertainment. That's what we're buying.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm in agreement with you there.
Okay, good. Let's change the world, you and me, okay? All right. Hey, I'm excited about The Chosen. Speaking of which, next week I'm going to be in Atlanta and Nashville. I'm doing the red carpet tour there for The Chosen as they're getting to launch season 3. And The Chosen was just honored with a new award, right, from the Museum of the Bible?
Yeah, so The Chosen was just honored the Pillar Award to the director. And also we've given The Chosen some Movie Guide Awards. But what this says is that it's such a, you know, wonderful program, right, that is theological and is entertaining and is quality. The quality is there. And so what a wonderful thing to have, you know, like we said, when we've got all these political things coming up. But just to have something that honors our faith and helps us really delve deeper into our faith and helps non-Christians delve deeper in their faith.
Well, the Pillar Award is really special because you've got the Museum of the Bible bringing to note here the impact on Bible engagement in their fields and what the Chosen has done, certainly. I mean, not only in America, I mean, this has been a global phenomenon.
Yep. It has been an amazing thing that's reached all over the world. And, you know, now they're coming out in theaters, and so that's a wonderful thing to get the community together and to get people who aren't Christians together. And so, yeah, this is good that they decided to honor it because it really is bringing the Bible to life. I mean, that is exactly what it's doing. So,
well, there's two things. It brings the Bible to life, but it also, you know, what Dallas Jenkins and the staff and the writers have done has they brought in a dimension of Jesus' humanity in such a unique way that is, it's really refreshing. Now, I can understand there's probably some pastors out there that may think it's heretical, but I don't think so at all. I think that, and being a theologian myself, you know, I hold to, to Scripture credibility, and I honor the significance, the importance of Scripture. Holding to it, but I don't see this as a violation. I see this as a, you know, a narrative, a perspective of what, you know, possibly could have happened between human beings in a natural context. I mean, especially bringing out the humanity of Christ. And I think it's just, it demonstrates, because at times, you know, when you read the Bible, you go, you know, Jesus is really funny. He has a sense of humor here. But you don't, overall, in the context of reading the Bible, you don't have that sense. But yet with Dallas and what they've done with The Chosen is you know, that's expanded a little bit more to where you really appreciate that, you know, Jesus is really very funny.
And you're totally right, because sometimes people get really fixated on the theological elements, which is important to have good sound theology. But if you think about it, sometimes we get on ourselves. We get on, you know, what another brother in Christ is doing, another sister in Christ is doing. And it's like, no, we need to be united, right?
Yes,
and we all,
exactly.
What's the heart of this? The heart of it is to tell people about Jesus, right? The heart of the show is to display Jesus, display faith. And that's, they're trying to do good work, right? They're not trying to be malicious theologically.
Right.
They're trying to help people understand Jesus better and grow closer to Jesus. And so the heart is there.
Yeah, exactly. It's not to your, you know, to your point. It's not like they're saying, hey, here's the road to hell. We want you to go to hell instead of going to Jesus. You know, it's like, come on, get real. You know, as you mentioned, the opening of this third season, Fathom Events is picking it up, and they're running this out in 2,000 theaters, which is usually twice the normative number. I mean, you know, Fathom will do 800 to 1,000 theaters, but the popularity and the demand of Chosen is so high that they're going to sponsor, Fathom is sponsoring this event in over 2,000 theaters.
Yeah, so this is a great thing, and it's not just going to be one night, it's going to be multiple nights, which is a new thing for Fathom, and that means that they believe in it, and so we just have to get out there and go see it. You know, we have to support it, otherwise Fathom won't do that again if the numbers aren't up. If they're not for people, it's a business, and so we need to get out there and support it. And show that we're excited that there's a huge audience for this type of content. We want Christian content.
Exactly. And up to this point, it's all been free. You know, they share it. It's streamed free for everybody. And this has been viewer supported. We have put our money where our mouth is to support what Dallas and the team have been doing in getting the gospel out there. We're co-laboring, you know, with the cast, the crew, everybody involved with The Chosen to get the message of the gospel out there with this this new enterprise that's entering into its third season. Now, make sure you check your listings, because I believe it's the first night of Fathom is on November the 18th, right? I believe that's the correct date.
I believe you're right, but everybody, you're totally right that everybody should check their own individual areas and see what it says.
Yeah, but we're really excited about this. This is so awesome. I've spoken to several of the cast members already, and I'm looking forward to next week because we go from Atlanta red carpet, and then we go to Nashville red carpet. It's going to be a lot of fun, you know, to talk with the crew, and especially to be able to do it, you know, face to face. Because up to now, it's been by Zoom or, you know, via phone. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. Let's talk about PureFlix. CEO Michael Scott, this Christmas lineup and the legacy. Wow, this is awesome! What PureFlix is going to be doing this Christmas season?
We're just happy that PureFlix is now adding into the, you know, Christmas spirit in terms of making Christmas content. You know, when some of us have veered away from Hallmark, it's nice to know that there's another option. And he literally says, the head of PureFlix says, we're here to encourage your faith. And what a great statement, right?
Exactly.
Because that's exactly what we need. And so they have about 100 Christmas movies coming out. And so it's just nice to know that there's different options out there.
Yeah, without a doubt. We got hashtag Witch Talk continues to grow. Break that down. What's going on?
Yeah, this is a really sad news. You know, we've had some positive news we've talked about, but TikTok has a very big following on witchcraft, 30 billion views. So I want to be mindful of what your kids are watching, what you're looking at. These worldviews are getting in there, seeping in there more than ever, and it's just not a good thing, right? Witchcraft is completely opposed to Christianity and all the goodness that God provides for us. And so it's just a sad thing that this is growing in practice and interest.
Well, not surprising. I mean, Jonathan Cahn's new book, The Return of the Gods, right? This hashtag witch talk. I mean, this is all a manifestation of the gods that were restrained. And, you know, Jonathan is saying, look, they're back, and they're back with a vengeance. So, you know, we're a little bit ahead of this, and the warning is out there for all parents to be mindful of, you know, the subtlety of evil and how it creeps in. Just a little bit of leaven is all it takes, right?
Exactly. And, you know, teens or younger people could be like, oh, well, this looks interesting, right? Because people seem to be succeeding on TikTok with this, but it's not, you know, the devil, you know, tempts us, but he never delivers. And so that's the conversation we need to have with our younger people and to be mindful of ourselves.
Well, the devil delivers evil and death. That's what you can count on with the devil. Whether he's lying, cheating, and destroying, he's consistent with that theme. About 30 seconds left, real quick. Gloria Gaynor, the I Will Survive singer, has a sweet testimony, huh?
Yes, Gloria Gaynor has an amazing testimony. She was doing extremely well. She was, you know, had her songs come out. She was doing well, and she was offered, you know, drugs, and she said, I've got to get out of here. She heard the voice of God say, leave it, leave it.
Yes.
Walk away.
Amen. And the websites you can direct them to as we wrap things up, Evie?
Movieguide.org.
There it is. Evie Bear Carroll. Thank you, Evie. Take care. God bless.
Thanks so much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.